Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Bob. If you ask people who've been there every single day, they'll tell you that Jalen Ramsey. Look at this. Everybody's bobbing their heads to this. What is this, Limits?
This is Red Barn by Gary Pratt.
I like Red Barn. If you get red paint, paint your barn red.
That's right, Mike.
The standard is the standard, Bob. We want to be wine drinkers, not grape squashers, don't we, on this show?
I love to be a wine drinker. You don't want to be a grape squasher. No.
Mm-mm. Never.
Do you like wine?
My wife does.
Do you like wine?
Used to. Not really. No, even when I drank a lot, it was beer.
Okay, but you haven't given wine a shot is what I'm trying to tell you.
I mean,
you.
Boone's Farm wine and
no,
Mammal's Trailer.
Mad Dog 2020, I'm not talking about that.
Did I ever tell you about Mammal, Bob?
Mammal.
Yeah, he was my friend Don Braun. Nicknamed Mammal, and he lived one house over, but it was through like a mini forest kind of, and then you get over to his yard, and his dad, his job was to deliver amusement park equipment. So their backyard was littered with things you would find in an amusement park. We'd go over there, one of those bubbles you bounce in, we'd fire that thing up and bounce in it as kids, Bob. Then we got older. And we started drinking and doing other things in Mammal's Trailer. Mammal's Trailer was like a little concession stand, a little tin concession stand you'd find at an amusement park. Well, we would get in there, a bunch of people, shut the door, and drink Boone's Farm wine in there. Apple-flavored, I might add, Bob.
I've had apple-flavored Boone's Farm. I liked it, actually.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah,
so. Things that happened in Mammal's Trailer. They go down in history, Bob.
Back then, it felt a little illegal to do it, didn't it? You probably were underage. Were you underage?
Yeah, okay. Of course. Yeah. Is there a statute of limitations on that, or will I be arrested right now for drinking
fine.
Boone's Farm wine?
You're fine.
Was there a mammal in your life, Bob? A best friend, maybe, or a good friend who maybe led you astray for a little while?
Yes, but I'm not going to reveal names here because I don't want to put them in. But yes,
they're still here.
And they know who they are. So if you're listening to this, you know who you are. And I survived that, surprisingly. You
Limits?
Need more details on that, but I'm not going to give them to you.
Is there a mammal in your life?
A mammal in my life? Care to further elaborate on that, Joe?
I just said to Bob, somebody, a friend, a good friend who might have led you astray for a little while.
I've whittled all those people out of my life, thankfully.
Yeah.
So currently, no, I have none of those people.
That's good to hear.
Yes.
Very wholesome man, Limits is, isn't he, Bob?
He is.
Very nice man.
You look at him, you see wholesome. That's what I see right now.
I try to get the best out of life, Bob. Very important.
Bob
learned lessons early in his life. Look at that. That's
when
a good
did
one.
You first meet Ron? Do you remember the first meeting?
No, but I know when it was, you know, actually when I was still in high school, because he was working at the Beaver County Times, I think, at the time.
Wow. He didn't interview you, did he?
No. That's just where I think I went up to him and introduced myself, something like that. But it was way back when.
Did he have a beard already?
I don't think he ever has been without the beard.
Oh, yes, he has. We saw a senior class picture.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
From
no, I remember him only with a beard.
I think he went to Blackhawk, did he not?
Blackhawk, yeah.
Yeah. He was a wide receiver of some repute there and a pretty good baseball player, Ron.
I heard about the baseball skills, not so much the football.
I miss him. Don't you, Bob?
We were just talking about how he used to go on the road with the Steelers, and then on Monday he would call in from some hotel
room. In his underwear. Yeah, and do the show in his underwear.
Knock, knock, knock. Yep. Housekeeping. He'd have to run and say, excuse me.
Oh, he's a legend, and he's very happy. I did hear from him a few days ago, as a matter of fact.
Good for him.
And he couldn't be happier.
Well, he made that very, you know, that's how to plan a retirement, the way he did it, I think.
Yeah.
He was years
year,
in advance. A year in advance, he figured
Many
it all out.
Many years in
advance. Many years?
Oh, he always wanted to live in Florida, and he saved up all that money, Bob.
And he has a lot of money to save.
He did, especially when he never cheated when you went out with him, right?
Right.
Right. Limits. His favorite things in the world, Bob, are drinking beer, walking, and reading. And that's basically
that's
what he
that's
does.
That's his life, yeah. And good I for think, him. He knows his own level of happiness. Everyone should have determine their own level of happiness. What does it take to make you happy?
Right.
Come one, come all for the wheel of ball.
I miss the wheel of ball.
Maybe that's he's his working, happiness.
Can you imagine he's working at a circus down there somewhere in Florida? And with a hat on, come one, come all. The man it's the with, wheel of ball.
The man with back hair, they come from far and wide to get a view of the man.
In this corner, ladies and gentlemen, we have a hyena. And in this corner, it's the world famous elephant. I don't know.
And in this corner, the man with the most back hair on the planet. Come one, come all. You're right, Bob. It would be incredible. I think he's also found romance.
What?
I don't know that. I have no clue about that. But it seems
good for him if he has. I mean,
like
he
it would have been inevitable.
You know, romance doesn't have to be romance as you understand the word romance. It has to be companionship.
Yeah.
It's just people to hang out with.
And Ron deserves that.
Yes.
And I have a sneaky feeling he's found it. I mean, there's a lot of people in Florida who are looking for companionship in their later years, right?
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
And they have something happened in their lives, whether they lost a spouse or somebody else, or and all of a sudden they're looking.
Maybe Limits could move there.
That back hair. That's a selling point. That's a selling point. You're on the beach and you see that. That's a manly man.
I'll tell you what. Ron used to put out a shirtless photo of him on the beach.
I know, it was a good
and
one.
And the women went crazy. That's around the time I met the woman in the Mount Lebanon coffee shop who asked me about Ron. Do you remember that
yeah,
tape,
I
the interview?
That. Yep. Mm-hmm.
The famous interview where
He was buff, very buff for his age, absolutely.
I'm telling you, he looks like an aging Ernest Hemingway. And that's a compliment to Ron. And that woman wanted to go on a date. It was a woman and her mom.
Two of them wanted to go on a date?
No, just one.
Okay. The mom
that
or the
I knew
woman?
Of. The mom.
Oh, the mom.
The younger woman was, you know, advancing her mom's case as to why she should date Ron.
And it never happened?
I gave Ron all the contact info, and I believe it never happened.
Hmm.
What can you do, Bob?
All you can do is set him up?
Can do your best. That's it. Can't control the uncontrolled. You control what we can control, right?
Yes.
Bob, did you hear the story about how a lady emailed Joe to try to set me up on a date?
Yeah, I remember that.
No, I didn't hear that story.
Did that ever work out?
You never gave me any contact info.
Oh. Well, it's not too late. It's never too late, Limits.
That was like a year ago.
And I hear Ron needs a roommate in Florida.
Packing my bags right now.
All right, Bob. Jalen Ramsey. You talk to anybody who's covered the team regularly down there, they'll tell you he's been among the most impressive, if not the most impressive guy in all of camp. What podcast was this, Limits?
This was The Pivot, hosted by Ryan Clark and
by
many
Ryan
others.
Ryan Clark. They did a couple good interviews down there. One was with Jalen Ramsey. Let's play a couple clips from that. This one, I think, is a little bit surprising. I didn't have this on the old bingo card, Bob. as to who's going to cover Ja'Marr Chase when they play the Bengals and maybe other top receivers.
Well, number one from Cincinnati roll up here then, because he the one too. What's the conversation going to be that week?
That's me. That's Jay. That's five for now. That's five. Joey, I'm going to give you your, I know that's what Joey wants as well. And he gonna get his ops, but that's five right now. That's five.
Five being, that's me.
That's
Jalen
me. That's
Ramsey.
His number five.
And he said Tomlin came up to those two guys and basically said, you're going to cover these people, including Ja'Marr Chase. Does that surprise you, Bob? I had Joey Porter pegged as the guy, even though he covered Higgins last year, I realized that. Forget about that matchup, though. What about the idea of Ramsey playing safety a little bit this year, moving around a lot? It sounds maybe like Tomlin has him pegged as the number one corner.
Sounds that way, doesn't it? And, you know, by rights, if you look at his resume, he has achieved that. He should be. He's, I think, four-time first-team All-Pro, all this stuff that goes with it. So if you're going to pick someone who still can play, and by all accounts, he's been playing really well and practicing really well, you would choose him. But I do think part of that quote, he said, Joey will get his ops. I think he will. I think they're going to mix and match different things in different times. But I do think Joey Porter's still going to have a big, big role on this team. And I think he's going to be good this year. I do.
Oh, for sure. For sure he'll have a big role. I'm just surprised, I guess, by that. I would have thought going into a game it would be Porter chasing around other one receivers. And then if he was struggling, it would be a great thing to have Ramsey, and you sort of have, you know, an alternate plan. I was picturing, and maybe it'll still be true, Jalen as being a guy who moves all around that secondary, from nickel to outside to safety to everything else. You?
I think you're going to put him in spots where he can be extremely difficult to figure out, and that's what they should do with him. He's capable of doing all that stuff. They need to get creative defensively on trying to make bigger plays and to push teams backwards to create down and distance advantages, and I think with him around, they can do that.
Let's hear more from Jalen Ramsey. Limits.
This is what Ramsey had to say about the vibe around training camp being the best he's ever seen.
It's been one of the best experiences ever. Like, even like I was talking to my pops today, and he was asking me about like how camp has been going and stuff like that. And I'm like, yo, it's in the weirdest way. Like, you know, this is the first time I've had to go to a college, stay in the dorm rooms, do all of that. It ain't, you know, as nice or whatever. It's old school a little bit. But I'm like, this is the most fun training camp I've ever been a part of. It's like the most that I've enjoyed football, the most that I've enjoyed my teammates, being around my teammates, my coaches and everything, because I feel like everything done went back to the basics. It's about ball. It's about the right stuff. It's about the relationships.
Bob, your thoughts?
You hear that a lot from people coming into Mike Tomlin's training camps and practices. They enjoy the experience. So, and that's all well and good. But at the end of the day, it's got to result in the kind of defensive numbers that you expect from a defense that's as highly paid as this one.
Mike Tomlin was also on the pivot. And I think I've mentioned this before. I know I have. That Mike Tomlin is very likable.
Oh, no question.
I just wish, for the most part, players love him. I think when we get to see different sides of his personality, like when he's a little looser in some of those kinds of interviews, he's just really funny and likable. You know what I mean? He's got that kind of personality. I want him to succeed. I want it to go well. But unless your idea of success is the absolute bare minimum, this hasn't gone well for a long time around here. They haven't been competitive in a single playoff game in nearly a decade.
Right, and it's always going to come back to that. That's the whole thing that this organization should be about at this point. It's winning those games. But first you have to get there. And you know, they've done that a few times in the last couple of years, but they need to get there in a better position. And by that, I mean they have to not just be a wild card team. You'd like to set yourself up so that you have some success. A home playoff game would be helpful.
I know, but even those have gone poorly.
They have.
Cleveland, Jacksonville.
I would still take my chances at
home
me
too.
Those things.
Me too, for sure.
So that's where the regular season comes into play. They got to have a better one than just getting in and then having to go on the road immediately. So, but yeah, I mean, they're going to be defined by what they do in this, because people, that's the biggest observation people will make. Haven't won a playoff game since 2016. That's going to hang over them until they change it.
And really the overall performance, you know, as we've talked about here over the last 4 years, when you factor in each playoff game, they're 38-32-1 with a minus 129 point differential. That's just, nobody could define that as good. I hope they couldn't define that as good. Hopefully that'll change. It's a happier place. I know, you know, bad news sells, and certainly in talk radio, there's some truth to that for sure, but so does good news. If the Steelers are winning and winning big, that's great for talk radio too.
It really is.
I would love to see Mike Tomlin succeed.
Because then it becomes matchup driven. You know, you're talking about, okay, what do you got to do to beat this team? This team comes here. What all the little
it's
things.
It's an excitement that just envelops the whole town. Exactly.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you, Ron.
And then there's rallies before, you know, AFC championship games and things like that, where I go and ask people if they've ever had a Cornish hen. Remember I used to do that, Bob?
I do.
Yeah.
Cornish hens are not very popular from my recollection, are they?
No, baby chickens is what they are, and people aren't all that enamored with them if they even know what they are. But the point is that the town gets pumped when the Steelers are winning, and it's great. And Tomlin is a very likable guy, and I think he's a good football coach. I just happen to believe that it's gone sour here, and I thought that last year was a very, very natural ending. Rock bottom was that Ravens loss. Maybe he and they will prove me wrong here. I'm not convinced of that, but I'll happily admit it if they do. I just won't admit it if they're sitting here at 4-1 or 6-2. I got to see a finishing kick.
Well, lessons learned. You have to wait until the end of the season and see what happens over the entire 17 games. You can get carried away. What were they? 10-3 last year?
Yes.
So if you're 10-3, now you have aspirations to do much better than what happened following that. First 13 games. So it's got to be looked at with the entire season in view.
One more from Jalen Ramsey, if you have it, Limits.
This is Ramsey on what his relationship is with Tomlin.
And Mike T, he 101. Like, obviously, I have a great relationship with Coach McVay out in L.A., and we had our great times, and still a great friend of mine. But Mike T, different. Like, he different. Obviously, we already connect because he defensive-minded. You know, especially with the secondary, but just his messaging, his motivation, the way he like is a true leader. Like I just sit in his meetings and I'm like, dang, because like I want to be a high school football coach one day. So I'm like sitting in his meetings, like, yeah, I gotta use that one day. Like this gonna hit. Like,
yeah,
that's how I am listening to him and then talking to some of my teammates and they feel the same way about him. It's like, yo, you can see why he's had so much success throughout his coaching career because, man, it's a random Tuesday and he'll have that whole locker room ready to run through a wall for him. Like, no joke.
I know, but what's the word? That's the paradox here. I don't know the word I'm looking for. It's like the Netflix thing last year or the HBO thing, I'm sorry. Yeah, with the Steelers. It was like he was the star. He was a TV star. Everybody loves him. He's magnetic. He stole the show. The other coaches in the division look like complete bores compared to him. But it doesn't add up anymore to win ever winning big games. It just doesn't add up anymore. What we see and what we hear all the time about how great he is and how magnetic he is, and we saw it. We saw it on that special last year. Players, coaches, whoever else was in that divisional HBO thing, he was the star. Unfortunately, as he was starring in it, his team was falling apart again at the end of a season and imploding in a playoff game. So something doesn't add up here, Bob, anymore.
No, and it's also reflective in, you heard Jalen Ramsey talk about how fired up they are. And Mike has that ability. He really does. And he can bring a lot of people together. But then it doesn't show up in the first part of a game either. How many first quarters have gone by in the last year and a half, 2 years, where they haven't done anything and the first quarter came out flat? If that fire is there, it should kind of manifest itself early in football games, I would think. And the same is true in the playoffs. It hasn't been good starts.
First quarters
have been non-existent for them.
Yes. I think it's called cognitive dissonance, where something seems one way but is very much the other.
Cognitive dissonance, I believe,
Bob.
Wow.
Yes. It seems, and from everything you hear and from everything the people who are with him every day say, that they should be winning a lot more. You're ready to run through a wall for the guy on a Tuesday. Well, how about for a playoff game? Except they have the longest playoff losing streak in the NFL right now. And in the first quarters, when you think you're just dying to get out there and run through that wall, they've been outscored 73-0 in those first quarters. They've missed the playoffs during this 8-year playoff win drought. They've also missed the playoffs 3 times, which is almost 40% of the time. Something is not adding up. Well, he has obvious strengths and he has obvious weaknesses, and the weaknesses come in the area of personnel, the coaches that he's hired over the years, his heavy hand in the draft,
and game
over
planning
the years.
Early in football games, you know, that
clearly,
kind of stuff that comes
clearly
into play.
Yeah, with the hiring of coaches too,
right?
Him wanting to have complete control of that defense, which has reared its head, and having the defense perform. You know, they're all talking about making history. They've made all the wrong kinds of history defensively. First team since pro football was invented to give up at least 40 points in 3 straight playoff games. And they're lucky it's only 3, because if Lamar or Josh Allen or Brady wanted to put up at least 40, they all could have too in those games. We know that. And then last year, they set a Steelers franchise record and made history by giving up 299 yards rushing. Bob, something doesn't add up. What you're looking at isn't really what you see. That's cognitive dissonance. The ability to look at something and think it's one thing when it's very clearly not. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, I totally do know what you mean. And in the most physical games of all, on a team that takes pride in being physical, they were out physical in the Philadelphia game, where they just ran it right down their throats.
Yeah.
In the Baltimore game, where they ran it down their throats,
yes,
and they couldn't even get the ball back for their offense to have a
right
chance.
So I get fired up when I hear Jalen Ramsey. I want to run through a wall. You know, I get magnetized by Tomlin on those shows. The minute he walks into a room, you can see why he got the job as a somewhat obscure coach at that point, because he walked into the room and blew everybody away. That's why. But something isn't adding up now for many, many years in a row.
Right. It did for the first 5 years. And then ever since then, things have not been as successful, especially as we've talked about in the postseason, which has got to change.
Limits, let's hit the phones for a minute. What do you got?
All right, let's do it. Let's go to Bob in Millville to chime in.
Hey, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Bob, when you compared Harris to Hayward, were you talking about Najee Harris?
No, I was just talking about legacies and how, you know, Franco Harris still has a prominent legacy, but a lot of that had to do with success in postseason games and where he ran the ball down most people's throats and they won 4 Super Bowls.
Yeah, put Harris aside for a second. You guys are acting all confused why they don't win now. Mike Tomlin's a horrible coach.
Well, that's ridiculous. They don't win now, yes, because he's done a poor job in recent years.
What has he done in the last 13 years?
I know, but to say he's a horrible coach undermines everything. Every other thing you're going to say he's a horrible coach.
Tell me something he's done in the last 13 years.
They make the playoffs a lot, but you're putting me in position to defend Tomlin when I'm the first guy in line to fire him. Okay? So when you say he's a horrible coach, then you sound like an idiot. But what else do you have to say?
Well, how many other head coaches haven't won a playoff game in 8 years?
He should have been fired. He's a good football coach. He's the wrong coach for here.
How can he be a good football coach? We have 3 playoff wins in 13 years.
Look at his overall record. Look at his overall record and look how many times they make the playoffs. This is such a stupid argument, okay? Let's go a little bit deeper, honestly. What else you got?
I don't understand how you can think he's good. He has 8 playoff wins in 18 years.
Well, there are a lot of coaches that have the prominent coaches
right,
that you
right,
look
Bob.
Through. There are a lot of them have those same kinds of records. And even John Harbaugh down there is fighting, you know, how much success they haven't had with Lamar Jackson and company. It's just part of it. That's, you know, but if you're talking about overall coach.
You guys think he's a good – where would you rate him right now in the 32 head coaches?
Between 10 and 15.
And you think that's good?
I mean, if you're the 11th best coach in the league, that's that, – you said horrible, didn't you?
You said horrible.
Okay. Horrible.
Let me ask you one more
question.
Where would you
rank him? Let me ask you a question.
I'd put him 15th.
And you think 15th is horrible?
For why he's been here so long.
You think 15th out of 30 is horrible?
Okay, I'll take back horrible. I'll go to okay.
Okay, I'll meet you at okay. Okay to good.
Okay is not good enough for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
We agree on that. That's why I think he should have been fired after last year and traded to the Bears.
He'll never be fired.
Okay, that's a different topic. We agree on that, too. See how many times we've come around to agreeing?
You know what? I love you lately. I swear to God I do. I agree with, like, everything you say.
This has gone completely opposite direction where it started.
We're going to wind up going out for a drink at the end of this.
I know. We're playing golf together.
Bob, I'm a little worried about you, though.
Why?
I used to love you, but I just don't understand how, you know, paying more money to the defense, how does that help? The offense is horrible.
I've said, given the amount of money they've paid them, they have underachieved. I don't know what you want me to say.
They've underachieved. They haven't won anything in 10 years.
Well, the offense has a lot to do with that, too, and they haven't put enough into it over the years. Now they have. They've drafted 2 number one picks on tackles. They have a number 2 at center. They're trying to fortify that line. They're doing what they can to make this season something that will be entertaining. And hopefully successful.
Maybe they should worry less about getting extensions and paid and show some pride in the playoffs. Because their playoff performances are embarrassing.
Well, there's no discussing. There's no debating that. That's what that is.
You know, when you have the announcer of the playoff game saying, you know, this team hasn't even showed up.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, that's why we play the clip all the time. On that much, we agree. And that's why the trade, the call they got from the Bears for a trade would have been a beautiful thing. No different than the Mike Sullivan situation. He's a good coach, too, but he wasn't the right coach here anymore.
He's a great coach. 100%. But the Penguins are committed to winning. The Penguins saw that Sullivan trade and said, his time here is over. It's like with Noel. He got stale.
He's
the greatest coach we've ever had. He's probably a top 5 coach all time. Coaches get stale.
Yes.
18 years, he's as stale as leaving bread out for a year.
Yeah. So that's different than being a horrible coach. That's different than being a horrible coach. He may be a very good coach elsewhere. And who knows, he might prove us wrong still.
Let me ask one last question. What do you think the chances of them winning one playoff game are this year?
40 to 45%.
I put it at 50-50. I do. I think
think it's going to go to 9 years?
Yeah.
I just have a problem with it. I agree 100%.
Of course. Yes, we all have a problem with it.
This offense cannot win in the National Football League. They're not good enough.
Thank you, Harry and Millvale.
Have a good day.
See you on the first tee. You guys will play golf together, and I wonder who's going to give whom strokes.
Have a good day, he said at the end, Bob. I mean, really.
Well, he's fired up. I get it.
Yeah. No, we agreed on fans. Virtually everything.
Right.
But I think you undermine anything else you say by saying he's a horrible. That's a ridiculous statement.
Yeah, it is. But that's what's happened, and that's the product of not winning significant games. People come to that conclusion.
He's not the right guy here anymore, but he's still here. So he has a chance to disprove that idea.
Right, and that's why this season is so important for them. They don't want to just throw it away. They've invested heavily in it. So they're ready to see what they can do. And if everything goes right, you know, I can make a case that I think Aaron Rodgers, if he gets protected, can be a very effective quarterback for them for 1 year. And then they start this whole process all over again.
Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's time for the Limitless Express, or to hail from our earlier days. What did we used to call it? Somebody just, you played it. Oh, come one, come all for the Wheel of Ball.
The Wheel of Ball.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.